Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hello? 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 Welcome to our pre-show here for Tuesday, the 4th of June. Yee! Seemed like just a minute ago I was like in here doing this thing live. It was last night, Sunday. This is Monday, but you're watching on Tuesday. It's all going to make a lot of goddamn sense, believe you me. Now, what in the fuck? He said, test 1, 2, 1, 2, test 1, 2, 1, 2. Get some squirrely. I heard a really heavy ass compression. I heard heavy ass compression. Hello? Hello? Now I can't for the life of me, for the love of me. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. One, two, one, two, one, two, one. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Don't do that, you fucking dumbass. Oh, one, two, one, two. Turn that off. I don't get it, man. High pass, dig out. It's all a bunch of... But I was listening to the show yesterday. Actually, I was watching it on Ustream, and I was editing the video because something I've always wanted to do and never had a proper editing program was to... and probably, you know, for whatever reason, didn't... delegated it to somebody else. I don't know, but the video from Sunday nights and from the chat and from any live event always includes that run up, that stream when we have the stream going for about an hour before we actually go live, you know, go on with programming with content. And the video always has that hour long music, which is fine when you're watching it live, but I think for playback it sucks. So last night we hacked that off, and while I was listening to the blah 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 from me, I could definitely hear the fucking sound get sucked right out of the room, and that means that there's serious fucking compression happening here. I don't know what it is. Fuck it, man. So today we're going to take a look at, what is it, June 4th of 2018. We'll see what we got. Maybe we'll have to go back another year. I don't know. Let's check it out. See what June of 2018. We'll get it up on the screen here in a moment for you. As a matter of fact... number five, right? Right? Is it number five, Bill? I think that's what it is. I'm right here, man. You got number five. And theoretically, it should be there. So I'm going to go into my archives now. Well, let's see. Will that do what I want it to do? No. That just took me out of the picture. We don't want to do that, do we? I mean, yeah, sure, we'd like to. But, oh, God, look at that. That was what, man? Okay, so I can dig it. Let me see. Okay. Real good. Well, there you go again, Henry. Yeah, there we are. There we are. So you import that to the import, and then the import is there in the import. Okay. Archives, 2018. Now we want to get rid of my ugly mug and go to June. Take a look and see what was going on, man. June 4. Die and rise. Take you by surprise. I don't know if that's how the song goes, but I like that lyric. I think. There we go, June 4. Frank hears that Margaret has joined a track and field team at the Dicklin Syndicate and plans on competing in the hammer toss. Bullshit, that sounds fucking hysterical. Gotta hear that, man. Gotta hear that. Let's download the show. And... okay, that's groovy. We don't need the classic because we're going to do our own classic. This is the pre-show that we're recording right now. So I'll tell you what we will do is download our classic, which would be, I just got off the phone with my accountant and all kinds of fucking corporate bullshit going on. Okay, what are we doing? Oh, yeah. So it would be from October of 2005. Okay. Go to the archive. Go to October of 2005. And I saw some BSPs talking at the BSPs and More page on Facebook, Melissa's page. And Jillian, our good friend in New Zealand, was dead on right, man, when she said, all you have to do is enter in as many terms as you can recall concerning a certain show. Sometimes if it's a Steve Bozell show and let's say the dog peed on him, Steve Bozell dog and pee may not be enough. You may need Stebo's LP, daughter, dog, that kind of thing. But anyway, what did I say? October 2005. Here we go. Now we'll go into October 2005 to see what we got. I just kind of scroll through it. But here's one here just from the 28th of October. Let's just stop right there. Reverend William Gunt says women are no good for anything. Okay. Phil and Bud talk about Philip Lynott, who was the guitar player there from Thin Lizzy. No good for anything. Lloyd Bonafide wants to promote a Castilian at the senior center. Jeff Detter calls in and tells Phil he should be talking about Castilian. He shouldn't be talking about it. Phil got his vasectomy. Jesus Christ, that's a long time ago. And was reading Beavis and Butthead. I was. Steve Bozell attends a church Halloween event dressed as the Ku Klux Klan. Christ, I don't remember that at all. Did we play that on the marathon? Let's check it out, man. Let's check that motherfucker out.
You were at a church event. This was this past Saturday night.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Now,
yes, sir, that's correct.
Not on my side at all.
And this
drunk?
So you have to, it hurts. So now you're calling me.
Pre-show, 1-800-449-868.
Perfect. I don't remember this one at all, man. This ought to rock. This ought to rock. That'd be good. Okay, that's October of 2005. Steve Bozell attends a church. A Halloween event dressed in the Ku Klux Klan. What a fucking moron. Gotta love Steve, man. There's no way you can't love him. All right. Let's see here. All right. So we have accomplished that marvelous. Uh-oh. Well, no, wait a minute. God damn. There's all kinds of rigmarole we got to go through there. Let's get over to our mail. And by the way, my fucking iPhone mail app, which I've had forever on every iPhone I've had for years, is that little blue mailbox there on your that they just have installed automatically. It fucked up. I mean, it fucked up bad this past couple of days, and I've had to essentially go to the Gmail app, which I fucking hate. It's too many fucking colors and too many different fonts and too much, you know, and it's all separate. And here's your social, here's your promotions. I don't think that way. I don't really break my life down that way. It's all bullshit, you know. Now, compose. I mean, I'm figuring it out. So it's not exactly, you know, like it's beyond me, but the fact that I got to figure it out, you know, the fact that I got to do, they're making me do a thing that I don't want to do. Pisses me off, man, you know. I'm going to dinner tonight. Guess where? At my ex's house. You got it. I'm having dinner at my ex-wife's house. That's you know, where I am. I mean, it's, you know, it's when you need something to eat and you're on good terms with your ex-wife. Okay. Not that I need something to eat, but, you know, I've been eating vegan hot dogs and varying degrees of salads, vegetarian stews, and vegetarian soups for the last year with, you know, the odd weekend. And this was one of those odd weekends I just had because I don't know why, but I had something extra to eat this weekend. But it's not doing me any good, man, because at the end of fucking... And this is not why I didn't hit 190 at the end of May. I didn't hit 190 at the end of May because I didn't get out and fucking, you know, metabolize, man. I didn't, you know, really churn the old fucking system around. And I should have. I thought that just... I mean, I starved myself, too. And I got down to 208, 207, maybe 205 at one point. And I was starving. And I'm thinking... But I didn't get up off my fucking ass to do anything. So it's going to be another 30 days. So whatever, man. I don't give a shit. I can lose 20 pounds in 30 days standing on my fucking head. I've kept all this weight off, man. You know, this is a miracle. Because I just got to look at that. Your pretty face is going to hell. I told you. Jesus, I look like a fat fuck in that thing too, man. It's half the reason why I don't even want to watch myself on any of these shows that I've done. With the exception maybe of the recent pilot I did with, you know, Our House and... I don't care if I was looking great. I don't watch any of it. But boy, I sure hate seeing myself looking like that. And that new girl. But you know what, man? It's all grist for the mill. I mean, it's all stuff that you wind up, you know, taking into consideration and changing some shit, man, I guess. I mean, I think that's how it works. I don't know. All right, so let's go back now to the, Okay, great. Yay. No, that's wrong. Wrong, Phil. Wrong, goddamn you. Something went wrong here, man. No, Phil, quit doing that. This TriCaster has it doubles the display. Everything that's on the display, if you hit it the wrong way, everything is doubled. And the next thing you're looking at this goddamn, what the fuck did I just do? You know, there's twice the number of things that I saw before. And, okay, groovy. Right, yeah. Right, so that's groovy. What's that do? Did that import it? Right, it imported it, see? Right, and then you do this. Okay, now I fucking understand, you know. So you put the one in queue that you're going to use, and then you put the one that's on deck, as the Americans say in baseball, right? They say there's one in the batter's box, there's one... All right, so this one is the Steve Bozell bit. This ought to be really funny. So we've already downloaded that, right? Let me look and make sure that we have. Because I got to get back to my thing, man. Yeah, man. Okay, yeah. Okay, cool, man. Yeah, I see it. Now we'll go back to the archives. We'll go to last year, and then we'll get our shit together, and we'll roll the show. But before we do that, what do you suppose I did with a copy for... I'm looking in the garbage for Pluto TV. I don't know, but why don't we just go ahead and print it off again, man? Yeah, see, that's the thing. This document, man, is not printing, Jack. So I got to go over here to notes. And that's okay. I don't mind doing that. But it's a little fucked up. There's a format they're sending some of the copy in that will not translate to the print function on my phone, which is extremely important for me because I'm lazy as shit. So I went and I turned it into a note, and it will print note documents. There it is. Boom. And boom. Somehow that thing is turned off. I'm sure the cat comes here in the middle of the night, thunder, and just goes, and changes things. And, you know, I know Brea did that. You remember Brea? She would walk across the board and step on buttons and then giggle as I walked in and went, why the fuck doesn't anything? All right, it's found the printer. Why are you not printing? And I never turned it off. And I got to get my ass in gear. What time is it? 3:30. Well, if the phone found the printer, then why isn't the printer responding? The printer can't find the phone? But that's like, the Wi-Fi is on in the printer. You mean I have to learn something? I'm going to have to learn something else? Is that what I got to do? Let's go and see. Do we have Wi-Fi? We got Paradise. It says we got Paradise, man. I hate it when it rolls a piece of paper out. The printer just kicks paper out. You're thinking, okay, what has it not printed or what will it refuse to print? All right, man. What we're going to do here is get back over to... So I have that, and... what we're going to do here is get back over to the 2018 archives. And there they are right there. June. I uncovered a whole bunch of old email today on that new Gmail app. I found a bunch of email that I thought had been deleted. And it was pretty interesting, man, looking at it. They were all notices. They were all social media notices. And they're all notices from Twitter. So I was able to look back at all these old tweets, and some of them went all the way back to the election 2016. Christ on a fucking crutch. I don't even want to go. It's like visiting going back to a house where you used to get beat or something, you know. The fucking hell, man. Come on, bitch. All right. Now, what did we say? Yeah, June 4, 2018. Okay. June 4 of 2018. Here he is. Frank hears that Margaret has joined a track and field team at the Dicklin Syndicate. He's going to compete in a hammer throw. You can't beat that with a stick, man. Bobby and Steve Dooley get a sponsor for the Summertacular. Gotta love it, man. Where are you, man? Come on, now don't do it, man. Don't fuck you, motherfucker. Don't do it, Bonds. I don't know why I keep quoting that line from Platoon. It's just, to me, it says it all. It says it all. It's like anybody ever talking to me about my bad temper, you know, although it's Barnes is in much worse shape or better, depending. But it's a perfect quote. It's Francesco Quinn, the son of Anthony Quinn, who is in his own right, a tremendous actor. Where has he been? I mean, I don't really follow careers, so I don't know, and I apologize for that. But where has Francesco Quinn been? That guy was fucking brilliant in goddamned Platoon. And Tom Berenger is Barnes, and Charlie Sheen has pissed off Barnes, and Barnes has the knife out, and he's got it right in front of Charlie Sheen's face. And Francesco Quinn jumps into this, sitting sort of astride these two men, and he says, "Don't do it, Barnes. Don't do it. 10 years for killing an enlisted man. You'll climb the fucking walls. Don't do it." You know, and it's at that moment that Berenger pulls the knife away, and the situation is diffused. But of all the fucking lines in that movie, in the movie Platoon, that's the one that I fucking remember. And there are a lot of very memorable lines. You know, I mean, because it's a great film. But Quinn, Francesco Quinn, with that, you know, I remember his performance. He's talking about when Elias gets killed and they're all getting stoned. And he says something along the lines of, you know, "If there's a heaven, and I hope there is, I hope he's up there, you know, smoking shit and getting fucking drunk as a monkey and all that, you know." I remember all of his lines, because his character was really, to me, it was a really powerful, authentic guy, you know. He's got the walking stick, and he's walking along, and they're telling him, "Here's your foxhole. You're going to have to keep the Viet Cong from overwhelming your position." "Yeah, okay." It's like, "I'm dead anyway," that kind of thing. But he survives, and so does the character survives. I don't know what the character's name was in the movie. John McGinley was in it. Outstanding. Really great. Tony Todd, you know, Willem Dafoe, Charlie Sheen, the other Dylan brother, not Matt, but the better actor. I'm just, forget it. I forget I said that. No, they're both tremendous actors. Matt Dillon, and who's the other brother? Okay. Done, fucking done, man. Paste. This is for June 4, 2018. Don't do it, Bonds. All right, man. You know, don't get much easier than that, Jack. And all we got to do now is cue that bitch up to the place where the shit starts. Is this a sunny night? This is, I'm saying, this all this shit will get edited out. Hey, look at that, man. I'm wearing the, I'm wearing the exact same shirt out, that I'm wearing that right now.
It was not a pleasant place.
Look, it's heyday. It appears.
It's the exact, is that the exact same fucking shirt I'm wearing now?
Am I right about that? Where they had the roller coasters and all that shit? But,
see?
Since the Long Beach Grand Prix and since the Queen Mary, and I interviewed a guy by the name of Chris Pook. I don't even know if
I don't know, man. Is still alive. No, I think it's a different shirt.
Had the idea.
It's a blue shirt. Same color.
He was a British chap.
Yeah, that's nice, Phil. Thanks a lot.
I don't
need to hear that goddamn story again. If you want to hear that pre-show, you can go back.
Yeah, I've been listening to the...
Probably don't know my law. And
yeah, he does. So I don't know if any...
Now...
What are you talking about, Phil?
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
You know, just glance up at it.
It was 1 year ago. Sometimes I wonder, has anything fucking changed? You know, I would heartily suggest you do this. You know, videotape yourself every day and go back and look at it a year later and see what the fuck. I actually look healthier a year ago because I had more weight on. Looks like I was getting some sun, too, because look at this. Look at me now and look at me then.
What?
Who's Kevin McCarthy?
Who's Kevin McCarthy? He's the speaker of the
Is he a lawyer?
No, he's a fucking representative.
Majority leader.
Yeah. You dumb shit. See?
House Majority deflected questions. CNN's Dana Bash.
I had another 50 pounds on there.
Statements on the infamous Trump Tower meeting.
I had another 50 pounds on there. Probably another 40 pounds on there.
And I was 3 months away from starting to lose my weight. Let's pot that down and let's find the beginning here.
Down.
Find the beginning.
Now that I'm a... Did I say that?
Ah, we found
good.
It.
Good.
Well, no.
The world, man. That means in the history of the world, virtually, as he complains about everything on his mind, whatever it may be. Certainly not his celebrity pals that hang out like Drew Pinsky, Doug Benson, and many, many more. Or maybe he does complain about them, and they sit and they sit and take it. Anyway, check out the Adam Carolla Show at Podcast One and and Apple Podcasts. And remember to rate and review. I'm Phil Hendry. All of the voices you're going to hear on the show tonight are performed by me. Boom. So I won't have to fuck with that. All right, ready, Teddy, ready.